From this day forward, I think pure thoughts. I think pure thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with a thought for today. From this day forward, I think pure thoughts. Why would I want to think pure thoughts? Why are pure thoughts so wonderful and so marvelous and so exciting and so important for me? Why is a pure thought something that is really important for me in my life, for anyone in their life? Why is it that pure thoughts are important? Now, I can think good thoughts. I can think beneficial thoughts. I can think loving thoughts. I can think happy thoughts. But pure thoughts, what does it mean to think pure thoughts? Well, you probably think, well, it means that I don't think about unsavory things, dirty things. I don't think about unkind things. I don't think about things that are going to be improper, unacceptable by humanity, unacceptable by divinity. Oh, okay. Pure thoughts are acceptable by divinity. I leave off the idea of having pure thoughts for humanity, because the pure thoughts for humanity are constantly changing. But having pure thoughts for divinity, now that's another story. How would I go about having pure thoughts for divinity, or pure thoughts relative to divinity? Now, I'm living in a human body, I'm living in a human world, I'm living in a world of cause and effect, and how do I have pure thoughts in this world that I live in? How do I have all the time pure, beautiful thoughts about who and what I am and what the world is about me? I have to sort of go back to my original creative cause, have to go back to my original creation. What is my original creation? I was created as an ideal expression of an ideal thought, of an ideal mind, and I live in that creation of this ideal thought, this ideal mind, this ideal beingness that I am. Now, for me to live that, to be that, to express that, means that I have to have every single thought I think be harmonious with the finest and the best, all in divine order. Every thought I think is in divine order. Now, that's not an easy thing to do, because in my human world, I've been thought to judge, and I've been thought to possess, and I've been thought to feel sorry for myself. I've been thought to do all of these various things that are not divine. They are truly not living in purity. For to have a pure thought means I am unconditionally loving. To have a pure thought means I expect nothing in return for having that thought. I don't expect to live in a better world because I have pure thoughts. I don't expect that everybody else is going to be pure thought like me because I am pure thought. I am going to be living in a pure thought or pure thoughts because that is my nature. That is who and what I am. That is all that I know. And this is what I'd really like to be. So that all that I know is my divine self. All that I know is the beautiful, wonderful, fabulous self that I am. All that I know is desirable. All that I know is unconditional. All that I know is wonderful. Every thought that goes through my mind, I make a decision about that thought. Is that a thought that I would like to have? Is that a thought that I'd like to enjoy? Is that a thought that I'd like to experience in my world? Is that a thought that's important to me? Is it a thought that is beautiful? It is a thought that is pure? You see, all of those judgments, all of those categories go by the wayside when I say, I am thinking pure thoughts all the time. I am thinking lovely, gentle thoughts all the time. I have nothing to be ashamed of. I have nothing to be proud of. I have nothing to wish for, nothing to wish against. I have only to be my divine self, only to be that purity that I am. Being born in purity, every organ, action, and function of my body is pure. Being born in wholeness, every attitude that I have in my consciousness is pure. What is pure? Well, let's look at a healthy body. Is a healthy body pure? A healthy body has only pure, beautiful expectations about itself. A healthy body is only living right now in the allness that it is and the wonder that it is. That's what a healthy body is. A healthy body lives in the divine right now, and living in the divine now, it is that divine right now. It is so wonderful, so fantastic, so glorious, so beautiful, that that's my reality. That's all that I am. That's all that I know, and that's all that I care about. That's me. That's who I am. Now, do I want to be who I am? Do I want to be my divinity? Do I want to be this allness that I am? Do I want to express that every moment of my life? If I do, I train myself to think pure thoughts. I train myself that every moment of my life, I think a beautiful, uplifting, supportive, wonderful thought of the original purity and integrity. All is in divine order. When all is in divine order, to be sure, I am thinking pure, beautiful thoughts. When all is in divine order, I am living in a pure and beautiful world. The word pure allows for only one direction. It allows for only that which is the ideal. It allows for only that which is whole and perfect. It allows for that which is the reality of my being. Every cell of my body is whole and perfect. Every thought of my mind is whole and perfect. Every vision from my eyes are whole and perfect. Every word from my mouth is whole and perfect. I live in this wholeness and this perfection because that's my reality. That's really who I am. That's really what I believe. That's really all that I know. And because it's all that I know, it's all that I am able to experience. I experience happiness. I experience joy. I experience love. I experience unbounded success in everything that I do because I do it absolutely of pure heart. As the saying might go, you don't have a mean bone in your body. You don't have a mean thought in your body. You have only thoughts of purity, goodness, wholeness, and truth. You have only thoughts of absolute qualities of life, of right action, of peace. When this is who and what you are, who and what I am, then I am living peace. I am living peace from this moment forward. From this moment forward, my heart is so filled with peace. My heart is so filled with purity. My heart is so filled with joy that because of the purity that I am, I can only see purity in me, in my world, and about me in all circumstances. All that I know is purity and goodness now. All that I am is purity and goodness now. All that I ever want to be. But that's my reality. My original purity and integrity is to be pure in all ways. Accept this for yourself today as I do for me. and watch the magic and the wonder and the miracle take place in you as you live it now and forevermore. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.